Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
Good morning, Bucknutters. It is Thursday, August 26th, 2021. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning 5 and Change. If it's Thursday, that can mean only one thing. 24/7 Sports Director of Recruiting, Steve Wolfong, is joining us from the Crown City of Indianapolis. Steve, how are you today?
Doing well, Daniel. Doing well. How are you, my friend?
Doing well. Football season's getting started. It's only about 150 degrees here in Ohio, so should be a fun time.
You know where that weather's starting, right? Here in the Indianapolis suburbs, sending it down I-70 through Dayton all the way to Columbus. It's scorcher here.
Ohio at its finest. This might be the apex of the summer when it comes to the heat.
It's sandlot pool day hot.
Let's hope she's there. What's her name?
Wendy Preffercorn.
Nice. That is a great poll by Steve Wolfong, and lets you know he is on it. He is also on it when it comes to recruiting. He recently spoke to the number one player in a 24/7 Sports ranking, a defensive lineman, Lebius Overton. Lebius came out with a top 12. You got to be pretty highly ranked to get away with putting out a top 12. Anyway, you spoke to the gentleman recently. How invested should Buckeye fans be in this recruitment?
They should go as hard as possible to land Lebius Overton. He visited Columbus this summer. Was one of the few visits he took, so he obviously was excited about Ohio State to put them on his visit list. He took trips to Georgia, Alabama, Ohio State, Oklahoma, Texas A&M, and Clemson. Ohio State was his only journey up to the Midwest, and he really clicked with Larry Johnson. I mean, I think that everybody knows Larry Johnson's pedigree and what he's developed at the position, but I think prospects are blown away when they sit down with them and actually talk football with them. The attention to detail, the way he communicates, I think that he puts players at ease. They're easily able to learn from him. LT said he learned from him just watching his own film and ready to apply it to his own junior season. And it's just such a laid-back deal. I remember when Caden Curry visited Ohio State this summer, they just started talking football over a couple slices of pizza, and it's just – it's just a laid-back, easy atmosphere when you're hanging out with Larry Johnson and these kids that are talking to him see right away why he's been so successful. And it's not just that he's coached immensely talented players, but he's gotten the best out of them. But he was born in College Station, and then he lived in Tuscaloosa, and now he lives in Atlanta. His parents both were college athletes. His dad played at Oklahoma. His mom played volleyball at Kentucky. And they worked in athletics administration. His dad's now the athletic director at Kennesaw State, but climbed the ladder at A&M in Alabama. And his mom worked on the academic side, I believe. So they're real polished in college football and college football recruiting. And they were there when Nick Saban won his first national championship. And I think he grew up like in Alabama, calls College Station his hometown. But he's looking for a program that's going to put him in the best position to get the best out of him. And he also really enjoyed talking to Ryan Day and just loves what the Ohio State program's about. I'm not predicting he's going to be a Buckeye, but Ohio State's legit in it, and they should go hard, and they'll continue to.
Larry Johnson is excellent, but this would be a pull of epic proportions. So I put nothing past the man. Let's talk about another enormous human being. That is Keonta Goodwin. I kind of feel like you discovered him for us here. a small town guy who blossomed later in his career and is an enormous human being. Ohio State was in on him. He had offers from everybody and verbally committed to Kentucky. However, there has always been whispers that it was a commitment that could eventually be altered. Can you give us the latest on Keonta Goodwin, who there's stories now about he's planning out visits for the fall, not to Kentucky?
Ohio State led at one point for Keonta Goodwin. You know, Kentucky, having met that coaching staff, and, you know, they've done a good job developing that position and really that program under Coach Stoops. His familiarity with the people there, when he went to commit in April, put Kentucky over the top. But we said back then that he would take visits, and he did in the summer, and expect him to take his official visits. I would say that talking to a source close to Keontae right now, Kentucky is the team to beat. I would have thought back in the spring it would have been easier to flip him. And I'm not saying he's not a flip candidate, but a source close to Keontae says that he likes where Kentucky's position going into the season. Obviously, he's committed there. And, you know, we'll see what happens as these teams start playing some football and, you know, how his visits go.
Yeah, that's a key. Keep in mind, these visits are going to start when the teams are active. So he's going to be able to see Kentucky up close and personal. He'll be able to see Ohio State up close and personal. My personal opinion is there's not much of a comparison.
Well, Alabama's in there too.
Oh, you can compare him to them then. Let's talk about Caden Curry. He lives quite near you. You went and saw him. He's a defensive tackle. Give us the latest.
Well, that's the funny thing is he was a defensive tackle the first 2 years of his high school career, but now he's playing on the edge. He's playing some Mike. They're moving him all over. And every college program, with the exception of Clemson, who's saying three technique, is recruiting him on the edge, including Ohio State. And so, I mean, he's a twitchy, high-motored, strong guy that plays extremely hard. And I know he's a guy that's been at the top of Ohio State's list for much of the process. He was one of the guys they identified early. Ohio State was one of his first offers. They've been recruiting him hard. He's going to take an official visit for the Oregon game the weekend of September 12th. That'll be his first official. I don't know if that's a good thing or not, getting the first official, but I think that Ohio State being close to home, 3 hours or less, being the program that they've been, eating pizza with Larry Johnson. He loved Mickey Marotti on his visit. He's already connected with some of Ohio State's recruits. Of course, C.J. Hicks being one of them, what an ambassador he's been as a lead recruiter for the Buckeyes with his personality. And what a great player C.J. Hicks is too, by the way, not to get off script and off track, but he's a freak. He is a freaky player on the second level, and I think he's still developing. He's a guy that I think that we need to continue to elevate in our rankings. But back to Caden Curry, you know, he's going to visit Clemson. He's going to visit Alabama. Oregon and Indiana round out the top five.
How come Notre Dame isn't involved?
They just didn't go hard on him, you know. And so they had some other targets, and they're recruiting some other guys. But Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, Oregon, and Indiana sure want him, and that's his top five. And you know, we'll see how it shakes out here with these official visits. But I like Ohio State chances going into these visits.
Yeah, I got a good feeling about Caden Curry. We're going to take a quick break, come back, and talk about some more good feelings.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, we are back. an East Coast guy who has no intention of playing football in the Mid-Atlantic is Eni White, defensive end from, I believe it's called Imhotep Institute. He's got a ridiculous group of finalists. Ohio State is in the mix. Can you bring us up to speed?
I think Ohio State's closer to the top of that list. Again, the official visit, the time spent with Larry Johnson, and then recognizing that your potential can best be reached playing for a guy like that has really put Ohio State near the top. If you would have told me going into the officials, I would have said Ohio State was probably running fourth or fifth. But Ohio State's a program that can make a fast move, and I think they did during that trip. You know, he likes Alabama a lot. He likes Texas A&M a lot. He still has an official visit in play, and A&M, I think, has a good shot to get that one. They're talking about going to Oregon also. Georgia, I think that Georgia's on some other guys, so I don't necessarily know. I know he likes Georgia, but I think this one really will come down to Alabama, Ohio State, and A&M, so we'll see where it goes.
Kudos to Texas A&M. They're one of the schools that I'm hearing more about.
Just to educate your guys, all the people listening, A&M does a terrific job. Jimbo Fisher gets great reviews from prospects and parents that visit. But on the defensive side particularly, Elijah Robinson, their defensive line coach, there might not be a better relationship builder in college football as a recruiter. He's certainly up there with guys like Brian Hartline Ohio State's got a few of them, Tony Alford, but there's a handful of guys. But Elijah Robinson's on all short lists for if I was thinking recruiters first. And he's done a terrific job. He's from New Jersey, but he's worked at some played at Penn State and a guy that is doing a terrific job for Texas A&M.
Let's finish with this guy. If you didn't see this hit on the Twitter, you missed out. Troy Bowles, class of 2023. He's as good a what you would call a bullet/hybrid linebacker safety prospect as you may ever see. His father, as everybody knows, Todd Bowles, started despite being a free agent on a Redskins Super Bowl team at safety. He was then head coach of the Jets and is currently the defensive coordinator of the Buccaneers.
Super Bowl champs.
Hence, Troy Bowles living in the area. Give us the latest, and it's a little bit early for a guy this good to be thinking about where he's going, but this is just a sharp crew that's ahead of the process. And like I said, Troy Bowles may be the top defensive player on Ohio State's board now.
Well, I talked to Troy this weekend after his monster performance in week zero down there in Florida, I believe they call it week zero, because their season officially starts this week. He said that Ohio State, Florida State, and Rutgers were the programs making the biggest early impression on him. And then I talked to another source with knowledge of the recruitment, and I believe it's the same source as the dean, but talking to that source and then talking to Bowles himself, I think I'm going to join Bill today on that crystal ball. But Ohio State's in great position, loves the culture of the program and the track record. You know, Troy got a chance to go up there and visit this weekend or this summer. And so Ohio State has at the very least set the tone in this recruitment, in my opinion.
If you ever are going to go back and watch one play from a player that will get you geeked and will last until signing day 2 years from now, this is the guy to do it with. Troy Bowles is an absolute superstar in the making. A superstar in the present, Steve Wiltfong. We appreciate him joining us. Have a good one, Bucknutters.
Take care, y'all. See you on the front row.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.